Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Teachers, parents, daycare providers, lots of adults are in the market to build a collection of books that appeal to a variety of children, boys, girls, independent readers, beginners. But where can you get free books for kids to read and hold on to? The importance of ready access to books can't be overstated. A 20-year study of 70,000 children from more than 25 countries found that having a lot of books at home was a strong predictor of educational attainment. The more books in the home, the longer a child attended school. The study even found that as few as 20 books in the home had a measurable impact. Today, we'll hear about a local effort to put books into the hands of children and adults. The nonprofit Maryland Book Bank is located in a warehouse at the Baltimore Sun Building on North Calvert Street. And here to tell us what it does, how it works, and who can get free books is the Maryland Book Bank's founder and executive director, Mark Firing. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me.
How many books does the Maryland Book Bank have in its collection right now?
At any given time, we have approximately 200,000 that are either being stored or on the shelves and being distributed. So it's quite a bit that come through each year.
And before I ask you where you get the books, tell me about how do you distribute that many books, or how many books do you distribute?
We increased our distribution quite a bit by almost 60%. So we're up to about 146,000 that went out this year. We will double that over the course of the next year. And overall, the goal is to be distributing upwards of 1 million books a year. We've identified numerous channels to do so. And because we have such great relationships with schools and programs and homeschoolers, the demand is astronomical. And we don't have the space to keep the books in. So we have to actually slow down some of the donations. But we give these books out to kids all over the state with a primary focus here in Baltimore City because the need is so high.
So let's start with 146,000 you're distributing this year. How do you distribute them?
For the most part, teachers come in and get books from us. We also have a lot of homeschool families that come in and get books from us. We have busloads of children that will come in and actually select the books that they want, which is a huge component of being enthusiastic about reading. So just through that measure alone, we get out probably about 140,000, 130,000 or so. And then this year, the Baltimore Ravens were very generous and actually bought a bookmobile for us. So we're actually able to go to the schools and allow the children to come onto the truck and select the books that they want and bring them home.
So this bookmobile makes a circuit to schools? I mean, does it tell schools we're going to be there, you know, next week at such and such a time?
Exactly. What happens is they can fill out an application online on our website, and then we'll select based on the number of children and the need. It's always Title I schools, always just for now, just the city schools. And we've had over 158 applications already. And just in the last 4 months, we've given out 16,000 books. It's just really humbling to see these kids know that they need books badly. And so we've started asking them in a, you know, a very nice way, how many of you have books of your very own at home? And it's always shocking to see just a couple of hands go up. We're going to start measuring that statistic so we get anecdotal evidence as to what the need is here in Baltimore City. But from what we've seen so far, it's very drastic.
Is there a story that you heard from a kid at the bookmobile that sticks with you?
One in particular just happened a couple of weeks ago. This little girl was talking to Kim, who's one of our program coordinators, and she says, I've only had one book my whole life, and it's falling apart. So I'm so happy to have some other books now that I can bring home. You know, that part is fun when you see them just get so excited about the opportunity to have and own their books and keep them and have something of their very own and be able to take that home and grow from it.
So kids who visit the bookmobile can walk away with how many books?
Up to 5 right now. We may be increasing that number because we feel that if they have at least 10, that's going to make it so that over the course of the next few years, if we continue to visit these schools, they will have built up a library that's the size of a middle-income counterpart. Middle-income children have upwards of 54 books. Lower-income children have 0 to 2. So we want to make sure that we give them the tools that they need in order to be successful and be on par with that socioeconomic value.
That is Mark Firing here on the record on WIPR. He is the founder and executive director of the Maryland Book Bank. You mentioned donations.
Yes.
That's where most of your books come from?
Absolutely. we get thousands of books dropped off every week at our loading docks, and we don't have to be there for you to drop them off. The Baltimore Sun has been very gracious in allowing people to come in and just leave the books on the loading dock, and we take them in that way. We also have relationships with the Enoch Pratt Libraries, Harford County Libraries, with organizations like Planet Aid, where they give us books in order to distribute them. And we also have relationships with some very large online booksellers that don't sell all of their children's books, so they give them to us. And we can just call them and say, I need 10 huge boxes of children's books, and in comes a truck with 10,000 books on it. So we're able to meet whatever demand is there, and a lot of people do book drives for us. The Goddard Schools do a yearly book drive for us. That's absolutely incredible, and the teachers really look forward to that, because in a lot of cases, the parents actually go out and buy brand new books that we're able to give to the children, and that's very exciting for them to actually have something that's, you know, brand new. Usually they're getting used books, but that's okay because they're gently used and they're in great condition.
What do you tell people who are interested in giving books? What kinds of books are you interested in getting?
Well, we take books of all kinds. So there's no qualifications there. We don't want to make it confusing. So we take books that are written for adults, which we then turn around and we will sell in order to fund our operations. We're completely self-funded. We have workforce development, so we bring people from the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, and we train them in inventory and warehouse management, and all of our employees have come from that program, so it's been wonderful. The children's books, we'll take anything you can give us, and we put those right up on the shelves, and teachers and families can come in and take what they need, or it goes onto the bookmobile and into the community.
And when we talk about people coming in on the shelves, this is at the warehouse?
Yes.
On Calvert Street?
Yes. We're open Wednesday and Thursday from 3 to 6 and Saturday from 9 to 12 for the public to come in and get books. Anyone can come in and get up to 25 books a month. Children can come in and take as many books as they can physically carry out the door. So I've had little ones come in with suitcases and load up and walk out, and that's always a lot of fun. We have ways for people to get a lot more books. They can become a member, and that way they can take upwards of 250 books a month. So for a teacher, that's a fantastic opportunity for them to really load up their classroom libraries.
I get the impression that for the most part, the kids are the curators of the library they're building. And if they want all fiction, that's what they walk out
absolutely.
With. If they want something about astronomy, that's what they were. There's no adult that's saying, you should get this book, you should get that book.
That's the whole point of the bookmobile. That particular program is allowing the children to choose. So we actually will tell the teachers, you're allowed to stand over by the door, but the children get to pick whatever they want. So that way they're taking something that they're interested in, and they're more apt to read it that way.
So if one of the book bank's biggest goals is to get books into the hands of kids who don't have any at home, how do you make sure you're reaching those kids?
We're talking to the schools that serve the most at-risk communities. And so we deal closely with the Grade Level Reading Coalition and other programs that have their fingers right in the thick of things and are able to tell us where the greatest need is. So we're able to go into a school such as Curtis Bay, Mary G. Faring, those areas that are very at risk, and the children have very little at home. So we know that when we go to those schools, we're able to serve the most at-need children.
You talked a few minutes ago about an enormous scaling up that you have in mind. How will this work?
The biggest need right now that we have is more space. The space we have in the Baltimore Sun building is 4,000 square feet, and it's amazing, but we need to double that space so that we can bring in more books. As I've said earlier, we've had to actually slow down some of the resources from bringing in books to us so that we can keep up with the pace of what's coming in. So as we identify another space, we'll be able to expand out further, bring out more books, and sort them further, allowing people to come in and get whatever they need on demand. So we think that we can double that number pretty easily. Plus, the Bookmobile is a new program, so that's something where we know that we can do upwards of 100,000 books a year just off that one truck.
How will you come up with the money for a bigger space?
Well, we earn a lot of it ourselves with the book sale operation, but we'll also be working with foundations such as the Abel Foundation, Weinberg Foundation, many others that have been very generous to us and very supportive. And to date, we haven't had to ask for anything, but we knew that going forward, if we're going to grow, we're going to need to do some fundraising, and that's the next step.
How long have you been around?
It was founded in 1991. It was part of another program for over 20 years, and then about 3.5, almost 4 years ago now, I took it off on its own, and it's thrived in the last 4 years. I mean, it's doubled up in size, and we have several employees, and it's growing nicely.
And how many books has the Maryland Book Bank distributed?
All told, it's upwards of 2 million. So we definitely want to increase that drastically. And we know that as we grow, that capacity will be met and we'll be able to do so.
I wish you luck. This is exciting.
Thank you.
Mark Fiering is the founder and executive director of the Maryland Book Bank. The Maryland Book Bank is open to the public Wednesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. And you can drop off books as a tax-deductible donation every day. It's at 501 North Calvert Street near the Baltimore Sun. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we've got a link to the Maryland Book Bank's website. And a quick update about another free book bank in Baltimore, The Book Thing. The Book Thing suffered a fire last March. They're planning to rebuild and reopen this spring, but for now, a few shelves of free books have been set up at the Peabody Heights Brewery, located at 401 East 30th Street. With limited space, The Book Thing is sporadically accepting donations. We've posted a link to their Facebook page. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. A quick break, and when we come back, a twist on traditional teacher mentoring programs pairs new teachers with the ultimate critics, students. Stay with us.